with the run-up to the end of the year. There's lots of good theatre productions on and some great musicals, including Rock of Ages. And it's a musical. It's a smash hit musical, Rock of Ages. And it's an LA love story lavished with over 25 classic rock anthems. Now, the thing is, of course, you can hear that, but if you don't see very well, how do you get the best out of a theatre production? Well, that's where audio description comes in. And Vida Hjarding has actually been to see a performance of Rock of Ages, and it was audio described, wasn't it?
It was indeed, Simon. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, thanks.
And yeah, Rock of Ages, 25 classic tracks. Now, this probably dates me. I confess, I thought I might know more than I did. I knew quite a lot of them, but there were several I didn't know, but that didn't mean they were any less good for that.
And what, are they too new, were they?
Were. But no, very well done, very well performed, very polished, very professional, and quite a challenge for the audio describer, Chris, because clearly the music is loud, and when they started, I thought this is going to be too loud. But actually, no, all the levels and the sound work perfectly in terms of combining the audio description with the actual onstage music and action. And actually, it raises a point, because sometimes when dialogue, or arguably not so much dialogue, but more music, can be loud from the stage or from the orchestra pit or wherever, then that does present a challenge for the describer and for the person listening to the audio description to actually ensure that they get it right in terms of sound levels, sound quality and things. And it's important that you know how to adjust the volume on your headset, which is the device you hear audio description through when you take your seat. And that might sound like a very fatuous and I hope not patronizing point, but it's worth just being comfortable about the controls. They're normally pretty simple, and I say that as someone who, you know, the world's greatest technical Luddite. But
and I can vouch for that.
And I think it is just, you know, worth highlighting again that, you know, if there is the danger, if that's the right word, of things being too loud on stage and you're not hearing the commentary, just make sure that you know how to adjust the volume, which 9 times out of 10 and hopefully 10 times out of 10 will solve any problems you have. And I know Chris, chatting to him, the describer, before we went on the touch tour, he was saying that in fact he tried to write his script in such a way that A, you could enjoy the music and the tracks for their own sake uninterrupted. And regardless of sound, he thought that was an important part of why people came to the show anyway. But also, because the music is and was so loud, then he felt it was best to try and curb the commentary, the audio description, so that in fact it was much more easy to follow in the less noisy, more quiet elements of the show.
And did that work for you?
It did. It did. And you know, we'd had the heads up that it was going to be loud, and I imagined it probably would, and all of that was true, but no, it did work. And yes, you had to do a little bit of volume control adjustment from time to time. You normally do in most shows, perhaps more so here, but that was fine. And we were in the stalls, because obviously a lot depends on where you are sat, and we were sort of 7 or 8 rows back from the stalls, so probably in one of the loudest areas in terms of the sound from the stage. And it did work, and it was added a lot to it. And going on stage for the touch show, we met some of the cast who were warming up and getting ready for the show, and kindly allowed us to go and look at some costumes, some props, and a little chat about their various roles, which was really good. Showed us some of their instruments as well, guitars, etc. And then away we went and had a drink before going in to listen to the pre-show notes, which were, again, always useful if you get the chance to listen to those. They often, in a sense, put into context what you've seen on stage if you've been able to attend the touch tour, and even if you haven't, they give you that added description, which will hopefully compensate in some part for not being able to get on stage and look at the props, set, costumes. There was also a little bit of explanation ahead of Act 2, and I thought, rather sensibly, Chris advised us that he'd be doing it immediately off the back of the first half. It was only a couple of minutes worth, because he thought it's always a bit rushed when people go off for a drink, have to come back to their seats in time, not just for the show, but for a couple of minutes of audio description. So we sat tight and just listened to that, and then were free to go off and stretch our legs before coming back for curtain up.
So you had actual live music being played as well then?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's the best of both worlds there then, a bit of theatre and live gig?
Absolutely, no. Mm. And, you know, it was a packed house and, you know, lots of enjoyment on the part of the audience, you know. It was a good atmosphere in the Alexandra Theatre. I should name check them because that's where it was currently on tour when I saw it. And Holly Blake, who leads on Access, and her colleague Alice at the theatre were on hand to, you know, assist us through onto the stage and things. And, yeah, we were made very comfortable. And it was good fun.
Is it a feel-good musical, that?
It's a good question. I think it's a mixture, depending, you know. But overall, you go away feeling good because you've enjoyed, as much as anything, the tracks, the music is what makes it. And, I think it's, there was a good buzz, let me put it that way, when people left. So I think I would say yes. But, hey, everyone's got a subjective view on that.
And we would like to hear from you at home. And if you haven't tried audio description, it would be a great time of the year, Vidat, to try and seek it out, wouldn't it?
It would. It would, because we're coming up to the festive season, which traditionally, although not exclusively, is when a lot of people perhaps might go to the theatre a little bit more than perhaps would be the case during the rest of the year. Pantomimes and Christmas shows, family entertainment is part of a lot of people's festivities. And yeah, if there are audio described shows that you haven't had a chance to experience but are on in your neck of the woods, give them a go. See if you can go along, try and take advantage of a touch tour, see what the theatre's got to offer, and maybe have a chat with them afterwards, give them your feedback. Most venues are interested in that. They want to improve the service. They want to get it right. And any, you know, direct experience on the part of service users and patrons, I'm sure, would be regarded as extremely helpful.
And Vida and I would love to hear from you. I mean, if you could just spare the time, if you go to a performance, just to let us know how you enjoyed it and how it all went. And you can contact us by email. It's radio@rnib.org.uk. Or you can get in touch with us on Facebook. If you're a Facebook user, just search for RNIB Connect Radio, and we'd love to hear from you. And have you got a few others planned this year, Vida?
Got a couple of others coming up. We're beginning to get into the seasonal production mood, I guess. One of the perennial favourites for me is the audio description of Tchaikovsky's Christmas-related ballet, Nutcracker, and that's hopefully coming up very soon. And then I'm sure we might have one or two pantomimes thrown in over the next few weeks as well. Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, you beat me to it.
I thought I'd just get in there.
Vida Yarding, always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you very soon.
Nice to talk to you, Simon. Cheers.